And Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making news around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. Look, there's a story which we haven't really been covering all that much, which has been dominating the headlines in the US for 2 weeks. It's about the raids on Donald Trump's lawyer. So let's talk about it now. So the lawyer in question is Michael Cohen. And while he is technically an attorney, his job is more of a fixer sort of role. Donald Trump has other people who write up his contracts and that sort of thing, but Michael Cohen does miscellaneous other stuff.
I protect Mr. Trump. That's what it is. If there's an issue that relates to Mr. Trump that is of concern to him, it's of course concern to me. And I will use my legal skills within which to protect Mr. Trump to the best of my ability.
His job is to defend Donald Trump at all costs.
I've worked for Mr. Trump now for a long time, and I do, and I can tell you that Mr. Trump's memory is fantastic, and I've never come across a situation where Mr. Trump has said something that's not accurate.
There are... Seriously?
Yes, seriously.
One of the things he did for Mr. Trump was, at the end of 2016, he organized payoffs for two women who were about to tell the press that they had had affairs with Donald Trump in 2006, soon after his wife Melania gave birth to his fifth child, Barron. For adult film actress and director Stormy Daniels, Cohen apparently made the payment out of his own pocket without telling Donald Trump, and that's what's brought attention to him this year. But the special counsel Robert Mueller, who is investigating collusion with Russia, apparently found something in his investigation, which interested him, but wasn't connected to Russia, so he sent it to the federal prosecutor in Manhattan, where Michael Cohen lives and works. That prosecutor, the US attorney for the Southern District of New York, managed to convince a judge that they needed documents from Cohen and that they needed to go and get them rather than ask for them. So the FBI raided his office, hotel room, and home. President Trump was outraged.
They broke into the office of one of my personal attorneys, good man, and it's a disgraceful situation. It's a total witch hunt. I've been saying it for a long time, and it's a disgrace. It's frankly a real disgrace. It's an attack on our country in a true sense. It's an attack on what we all stand for.
Now, it's a big deal to search a lawyer's office. Judges don't allow that lightly. There's a lot of speculation about whether the simple fact that a judge allowed the FBI to raid the office of a lawyer is an indication of how much trouble Michael Cohen is in. Here's Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz speaking to CNN.
Oh, he's in a lot of trouble. I think the prosecution would be embarrassed if they searched a lawyer's office and took a treasure trove of material and tried to turn it over to a taint team to go through if they, in the end, didn't find evidence of crime against him. So I think he's in very serious legal jeopardy.
According to the reports coming out of the office of the Southern District of New York, everything is being done by the book. But that hasn't stopped President Trump and his favorite cable news host, Fox News' Sean Hannity, from attacking the prosecution.
Now, the president's longtime personal attorney, Michael Cohen, had his home, his hotel, and, of course, his office raided by the FBI, over a $130,000 payment as the personal attorney of Donald Trump to Stormy Daniels. And what people are not understanding here is when the special counsel raids the offices of the president's private attorney, Mueller is now basically backdoored his way into every single Trump business deal, at least since Michael Cohen has worked with Donald Trump.
Now, Sean Hannity is very angry at everyone involved. He calls them all corrupt. The court case we've been watching this week isn't actually a criminal proceeding. It's an attempt by Michael Cohen to stop the documents from being handed over to the prosecution or to allow them to review the documents before they're handed over to the prosecution. Now, amidst those proceedings, it has been revealed that Sean Hannity, who you just heard, is one of Michael Cohen's clients, something which...
Which he didn't mention.
No, he was not mentioning that in his TV segments. And now, we don't know what crime, if any, Michael Cohen will be charged with because he hasn't been charged with any crime. One possibility is that the payment to Stormy Daniels constitutes an undeclared campaign finance violation in that it was a donation to help Donald Trump that wasn't declared. Another possibility is that Cohen took a loan from a bank to make the payment but didn't tell the bank what it was for. Another possibility is that he was illegally in cahoots with the lawyer of another woman who got a payment, Karen McDougal, essentially working both sides of a contract negotiation. We will find out soon enough what's going to happen with the charges against Michael Cohen, but we know that it somehow involves documents related to Donald Trump. Michael Cohen could be facing a lot of jail time, which possibly means that the prosecutors will be putting a lot of pressure on him to flip on his old boss, Donald Trump. This is the big question late this week. Will he flip? Stormy Daniels' lawyer, Michael Avenatti, thinks he will.
I think Michael Cohen's going to be indicted in the next 90 days. There's little to no question in my mind that's going to happen. And I think those charges are going to be serious. They're going to potentially carry decades in a federal penitentiary. I also predict that within 6 months thereafter, maybe sooner, he's going to flip on the president.
Former White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci disagrees.
He's a good person. If he did something wrong, I will be there for his family. I'm not one of those people that cuts and runs from his friends. Mm-hmm. I got taught to run towards my friends when they're in trouble. Sure. So I don't know if he's in trouble or not, but if you said to me and I had to flip a coin, is he going to turn on President Trump or turn on other people? I would say adamantly no.
Now, Michael Cohen is definitely worried, though, Fran. Overnight, he's dropped a civil lawsuit against BuzzFeed. He was suing them for defamation. Other cases have been settled. The main reason for that is you don't want to be under civil litigation while you're also under criminal investigation. It is a huge story, Fran, and one which we'll be keeping an eye on.
Yeah, it definitely is a huge story. And, in fact, Lee Sales, in that interview, she did the exclusive Australian interview with James Comey last night. She asked him about that, and he was saying how just to get the warrants to search an attorney's office and the actual importance, almost sacredness, of attorney-client privilege means something serious must be going on. Yeah. Though he wasn't adding anything, of course. He kept saying a number of times to that interview, I can't say anything about that. Matt, thank you very
much.
But I do recommend you watch that interview.